This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pleased to be joined on the phone, especially given that lead-in music by Tom DeCelestino. That one was for you, Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury, heavyweight boxer, joins us here on Tiki and Tierney. Welcome to the show, Tyson. How you doing? First time chatting with you.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm doing fantastic. I'm in sunshine in L.A., everything's going really well.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it is. You have a fight coming up here in a couple of weeks, just under a month or so, against Otto Whalen out in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. But I got to take you back to your fight against Deontay Wilder. We've had Deontay on the show a couple of times. He talks a big game. He's entertaining. He's interesting. And you won that fight on points. He knocked you down at the end, and everybody thought you were done. How in the heck did you get up, man?
I was like the Undertaker. I was like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, everyone thought I was done, but there was a bit of life left in the old dog just yet.
You know, what does it take to get off a mat in a moment like that? You know what I mean? After a long fight, you're in the final round. Yeah. You know, how do you pull yourself out of that?
It takes a lot of heart and will and determination and the true heart of a fighting champion. And, you know, I never believe a fight is over until it's over.
Yeah.
It may have looked like it was over for a few seconds, but, you know, I always had it under control and I knew exactly where I was. I convinced the referee I was okay and continued to fight is what I do. And it wasn't no big thing for me to get up off the canvas and fight on because, like I've said many, many times in the past, if there's an ounce of breath left in this body, then I'll continue to fight during a fight. I'll never quit. I'll never give up on myself. And I always believe I can win no matter what.
Yeah, no, and that makes you someone to root for. It really does, because that's life, man. We all go through things like that. Tyson Fury, heavyweight boxer. All right, there's a little bit, not a little bit, but Anthony Joshua, who just lost his belts to Ruiz a couple months ago here in New York, is getting on you about fighting Otto Whalen because he's second tier. Why did you decide to take this fight? I know he's undefeated. I know he's a contender in a sense, but why did you decide to take this fight as you wait for the rematch with Deontay Wilder?
I'll tell you why, and I've got good reasoning. Well, all the other heavyweights who are known or notable or viable high-ranked opponents, they either declined the fight or are not available. So I'll run through a few that said no. Kubrat Pulev said no. Alexander Povetkin said no. Charles Martin said no. Trevor Bryan said no. Jarrell Big Baby Miller, been popped for a drugs test. Dylan White, been popped for a drugs test. Wilder's fighting Ortiz. Joshua's fighting Ruiz. There ain't much left.
Yeah. Why did they say no? Are they scared?
They're scared of the Gypsy King. I'm the lineal heavyweight champion. And so they should be scared. Because I'd annihilate those guys. Never mind just beat them up. I'd annihilate them. So this guy, I've got to give this guy respect. He's ranked number 4 by the WBA.
Yep.
He's 6'6" southpaw. He's unbeaten in 20 professional fights. He's coming to win. He stepped up to the plate. He was offered the opportunity. He agreed. You got to respect the man who takes fights, and that's what it is.
Yeah, no, it definitely is, and it sounds like it's going to be an interesting one. I don't know much about him, but I'm looking forward to seeing this. Are you worried about him? I mean, he's got success, he's got confidence. Obviously, he's got to come here, obviously, to Vegas. But you know, are you worried about him?
I'm not worried. You know, to me, it's just a boxing fight. I've had many of them in the past, and I'll probably have many more after this.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't get nervous about it. I don't get uptight about it. I just have fun.
Yeah,
if you saw me last fight, then you know I have a lot of fun during the fights and in the ring.
Yeah, no, I definitely know you do. We saw it. We saw there's an inner energy there that some people that lacks. It's lacking in some people. Tyson Fury, heavyweight boxer, is joining us here. Now, you talk about coming back and getting off the canvas. You went through some mental health issues 3 or 4 years ago or so, and you've become an advocate and a voice for mental health. Tell us a little bit about, I guess, your journey and what you're doing now.
it wasn't as long as you think it was. It was only 18 months ago.
Oh, wow.
18 months ago, I was 420 pounds. I was down and out. I was suicidal. I attempted suicide. I was fighting a depression and anxiety on a daily basis. Something that I struggled with my whole life, anxiety and depression. Until it got to a point where I didn't want to live anymore. And I used to say, why have I woke up every day? And I was so unhappy in life, and I had no happiness, no contentment. That I only place I ever thought I'd ended up was in a padded room somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a lot of courage and a lot of inner will to overcome these problems. But people say to me all the time, oh, you've beat mental health, yada, yada, yada. No, I haven't beat mental health, because like the song that the Eagles wrote, Hotel California, there's a verse in there, and it says, you can check out any time you want, but you can never leave.
Yeah.
That's what mental health is.
Yeah.
You can check out any time you want, but you'll never leave it behind. It's always lurking in darkness, waiting to grab you and pull you back to where you once was.
So how did you pull yourself out of it, Tyson? You know, not to interrupt you, but how did you get out? Did someone help you, or you know, what was the process?
I had medical help. I had a good strong support group, family, and that. And what made me get out of it was training. I was training a little bit every day. I never trained for boxing. I was done. I was out for 3 years. I was very heavy. I was heart attack material. And I was thought, if I can ever get back training again, I'll become happy. Because I was happy in the beginning, then I was very sad, and then I thought, what made me happy in the beginning will make me happy again. So I started training a little bit at a time, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. And I trained every day for 18 months, and here I am today, back at number one ranked by the Ring Magazine in the world, heavyweight lineal champion of the world.
That's a great story. It tells a lot. I think it's a great example for a lot of people, because they silently go through similar things and they don't know how to get out of it. They got to find something they love. Tyson Fury joining us here on Tiki and Tierney, heavyweight lineal champion, boxer. I wonder, Tyson, you can't have stress after going through something like that, and you see, you know, the Deontay Wilders on the other side of a ring from you. You can't have stress, right? Because you feel like you've been through the roughest thing you can.
Yeah. Do you know what? I had a lot of stress in my life, a lot of responsibility. I got married at 20 years old. I was a father at 21. I've got 5 kids now. So I've dealt with stress my whole life. I've dealt with responsibility my whole life. You know what? I've refused to take stress on board anymore. I don't worry about anything anymore, because nothing's going to worry about me. All the things I used to worry about and stress over, I don't anymore, because I now know that they will never stress over me or worry about me. So why would I pay any attention? I suppose having a breakdown, I had a mental breakdown. And everything I had in the past I used to take for granted. And when I came back to reality, let's say, I had a total outlook of different outlook on life. I'm thankful for fresh air. I'm thankful for breathing. I'm thankful for being happy on a daily basis. You know, life isn't easy. And I suppose having mental health problems and putting yourself under immense stress and pressure does not make life any easier.
No.
No matter how much you worry about something, it's never going to become any easier just through worrying about it.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you thankful for...
We always stress over random things that probably don't need stressing over.
Yeah, you're right. And you have something to be happy about. You got 5 kids. I got you beat, though, Tyson. I got 6. So I know stress with kids, man. I know how that works.
I'm 5 and counting.
Still going. That's what happens. Look, Tyson, tell me about the rematch that's about to happen. I don't think it's about to happen, but it's probably going to be early 2020 with Deontay Wilder. I know that, you know,
22nd.
Yeah, 22nd of February, right?
Yeah,
of February. We know how the first fight went, and I've heard some of your comments on how the second fight's going to go. You got to knock him out, and either it's going to be him or it's going to be you. You know what? We know that the point system in boxing is a little bit odd, it's off. It's hard to really understand how it really transpires, but you know, the urgency in this second fight, it's got to be different for you, right?
100%. It's got to be so different, because, like I say, I can't let my career be held by accountable for other people.
Yeah.
I've got to take the fight into my own hands. And you know, I clearly won the first fight on points and I got a draw. And what would have happened if one of those guys had won more rounds for Wilder? I'd have lost.
Yeah.
And like, I clearly won, but I could have ended up with a loss on my record through negligence of other people. I can't let that happen in the second fight, unfortunately. I have got to change the outlook and change the style of my fight and make it into a fight where it is him or me.
Yeah.
And that's just the way that the second fight's got to go, unfortunately, because if it was all fair, then I'd outbox him comfortable again. But considering that I can't take the risk of getting robbed again for a second time,
but
I've got to do my best to end it early.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, Tyson, I think that's what boxing fans, that's what they want to see. Right, they want to see putting it all out on the line. And look, if I fail, I'm going to fail giving it my best shot. I think boxing was, I guess, on a low point in people's perceptions for a while. It feels like it's coming back. Obviously, with you and Deontay Wilder, that fight, Anthony Joshua and his Ruiz fight, and that big upset. It feels like, especially the heavyweight division, is starting to regain some prominence. Do you feel that as well, being on the inside of it?
Exactly. I think the heavyweight division is red hot right now. It's gaining a lot of momentum as we move forward. And a lot of we're bringing freshness back with big fights that people want to see and are actually getting made.
Yep.
I think there was a lot of distastelessness with, say, the Mayweather era with Manny Pacquiao, where the fight had took like 5 or 6 years to build.
Yeah.
A fight that people want to see now never gets done. But with me and Wilder stepping up to the plate and Joshua and the other guys taking risks and fighting other dangerous opponents, and I think the heavyweight division is back to stay. It used to be the glory division of boxing, and
yep.
I know we've always had stars in the welterweight division, the middleweight division, but the heavyweight division is the glamour of boxing. It is the top division, and now it's getting the credit that it did have in the 70s and 80s and 90s. And it was dull for a while when we had the Klitschko as world champion with 26 title defenses. That
yep.
happened whole style in Germany. He had the heavyweight division locked down in Germany, and it didn't look like it was ever going to leave Europe. So I went to Germany and defeated the long-reigning champion. And I put life back into the heavyweight division just
That's
for
true.
That win. It opened up so many avenues for other boxers to get title shots and stuff.
Well,
so it's been a great journey.
No, it has been. And your personal journey has been great. And it's an interesting one. And it's one that I think people should latch on to. Good luck to you, Tyson. I appreciate you hopping on with us. Good luck. Your fight is September 14th at the T-Mobile Arena out in Las Vegas. It'll be on ESPN Plus around 11 o'clock Eastern time is when the main event starts. So you're headlining that. Good luck against Otto Wallin. And I can't wait to see the rematch of you and Wilder and continued success.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and I'll see you soon. God bless.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.